and welcome back to Project Pod. In the podcast this week, I was speaking with Louise Miller. Louise is a virtual assistant who started her business just under a year ago, and we had a really great conversation full of lots of interesting insights from Louise about what she's learned along the way in developing her business. We spoke about things like the link between productivity and mindfulness, which is a really key part of Louise's approach. We spoke about things like how important it is to surround yourself with supportive people and also to ask for help when you're starting your own project or developing your business. And we also discussed how important it is to really not get too fixated on this imaginary end goal where you have this perfect business or project developed, but to really step back and enjoy what you're developing and creating along the way. And I hope you'll really enjoy this conversation. The audio is a little bit rough at times. We recorded it via internet call, so it's a little bit hard on the ears at times, but I hope that you will still enjoy it and that it will inspire some of you in developing your own projects.
Hello. So here I am today with the lovely Louise Miller, VA extraordinaire, wonderful lady who is going to tell us a little bit about her fantastic business and how she developed that. So let's jump in. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Marietta. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on. And so tell us all what exactly you are doing at the moment. I know you're working as a virtual assistant, but what are you doing?
Okay, so I'm working as a VA. So I am working with around 10-ish clients regularly at the moment, providing them with virtual assistant support. So they're all kind of small business owners. Most of them are running their business on their own and just needed an extra pair of hands. So that's where I come in. So I'm doing that. And then as well as that, I'm also building another side to my business at the moment, which I'm kind of referring to as the getting stuff done side of the business, which involves an online challenge, which is a 6-week kind of productivity challenge delivered online. And also some getting stuff done mentoring, which is a 4-week mentoring program that I'm doing with people who need some help getting their stuff done. So yeah, it's all busy.
Fantastic. And how long have all of those businesses and projects been in existence? Or?
Just under a year. So I was thinking about this the day actually. Next week it will be a year since I handed my notice in on my full-time job, and then I worked a 3-month notice period where there was a bit of obviously working the full-time job and building the business on the side, but I went full-time with this in October.
Okay, yeah, amazing. And why your own business? Why being a VA? Why not just carry on working for the people you're carrying on working for?
That's why. Well, basically, I think this is probably quite common with people who start their own businesses. I was basically just very unhappy in the job that I was doing. I'd been working in admin roles for about 15 years and moving around different industries, getting promoted, ending up in management positions. And I've been kind of in a cycle of doing that where I'd do the admin job, get promoted, get a management role, get fed up with it, get stressed and move on. And then that cycle will just keep continuing. But with the last job that I was in, I was really stressed. It was very full on. I was managing a team of 5 people, which I've since realised is probably not a very good idea because it's not fitting to me in my strength at all. And it started to affect my health, basically. And it was when I started to get ill that I thought, right, I need to seriously think about this and my alternatives. Sort of over the summer last year, I did quite a lot of work around what that might look like for me. I knew that I didn't want to just get another job because I just knew that the cycle would just keep repeating itself. So, yeah, all of that work around what my skills are and how I wanted to be helping people and all of that kind of stuff led me to the VA route. And to be honest, at that point, I went with it because it felt like the quickest way out, because I already had the skills. I knew what I was doing. It felt like something that I could build quite quickly, and I felt I just needed to escape. So that's kind of how I arrived at the VA thing. And it was an interesting one because I was quite resistant to it to start with, because I think I felt as if I should be doing something really exciting with my life. And doing admin is not the most exciting thing that you could ever dream of. But actually, a lot of that work that I was doing a year ago brought me to a place where I accept what my skills are and where my talents lie, and I'm okay with it now. And for me, the excitement and the fun comes from the people that I'm working with. And okay. I adore my clients. They are just the most amazing people. And the fact that they need the skills that I have to offer, mm-hmm. and that that's helping them do their amazing stuff in the world, that is fulfilling to me. It's a bit of a bumpy ride, but I think once I accepted, yeah, that this is me, this is what I'm good at, let's roll with it. I haven't looked back really, and it's been amazing.
It sounds brilliant, and I think it's incredible hearing how much you've achieved in such a short time. Very inspirational to the rest of us. I wanted to say, you just mentioning your clients. Tell me, what kind of clients do you have then?
So I've got a range of people. I think I identify very early on the sorts of people I wanted to be working with, and okay. they needed to be people that were running businesses that I thought were doing something worthwhile. I didn't want to just be working for people who are only in it for the money. So I made a list of this because I knew my mind would go blank when it came to talking about this. So I've got clients who do sort of yoga and meditation. In fact, that one client, she does yoga, meditation and mediation and facilitation and all sorts. She's been negotiating in the refugee crisis and all sorts of things, so she's amazing. I've got a client who helps business owners who are introverts to become more visible so that they can grow their businesses and get over their fears. I've got another client who runs a business which is all about adults playing. It's called the Playcation Experience, and it's all about finding fun and fitness through movement and play, which is just so much fun. I adore her. I mean, I was at a festival with them the other week, and that was just a laugh from start to finish. It was brilliant. I've got another client who's doing amazing work with children who suffer from anxiety and the kind of harm that can do in families and the stress that can put on parents. So she does amazing work with that. So it's a real variety, but all of them, every single one of them, is doing something that I think is incredible and bringing real value to people. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it sounds, and I think that's why I love having these conversations with people like you who are doing the, when you were really in your flow of doing, like you say, you've accepted and fully recognized and aware of, these are my skills, and then you're able to bring all of this amazingness, all of your incredible work, out into the world to support these wonderful people as well and what they're doing. It's like this amazing domino effect. I love it. Very good. I was wondering a couple of things putting together a business, obviously, it's, you know, you've moved from being in that environment where you are identified as part of that business and you have the backing of that business. But then to go to just, you know, little you kind of out there, putting yourself out there, maybe as an introvert, how did you get over those initial fears, really, about taking the step to start a business?
So I think for me, it was all born from necessity, actually. I think if I'd have had the choice, I probably wouldn't have done it. But I was in a situation this time last year where I was on medication for stress and anxiety. And I thought, I don't want to need to be on medication to enable me to deal with my job. That's not a fun place to be, and that's no way to live your life. So for me, I knew that something big needed to change. And yeah, so, and actually what I found was that when I actually started to talk about what I was doing, opportunities started to appear. So I think the fear is around, you know, money and not getting any clients and all of that kind of thing. And I think it's quite easy, if you're feeling that kind of fear, to just sort of not want to talk about what you're doing because you're worried about it not working out and you don't want to put yourself out there. But what I found was that when I started talking about it, like I say, things started to happen. the necessity drove me to take action because I felt I needed to, and everything kind of fell into place from there, really. I mean, in a practical sense, I was also really fortunate that I had a 3-month notice period. So obviously the handing in of the notice is quite a momentous thing, quite a pivotal moment, but I then had 3 months to get everything lined up. It's a bit of, so that it felt ready for when I was having to do that full time. But also, in my job, I was offered the opportunity to go back and do some consulting with them if I needed to. So they were being amazingly flexible with me as well. And then I also got the luxury, which I know a lot of people don't have, of a husband who's here to help me if we need it in terms of paying the bills. So, yeah, I think, and for me, if those things hadn't been in place, it would have been a whole different thing, because I'm the sort of personality that I need security and I need stability. So handing in your notice to set up your own business doesn't really, isn't the sort of thing you think of when you think about security and stability. And I'm very risk averse, but because I knew I had backup, it didn't really feel like too big a risk. And in a way, the fear wasn't there. And I think because I was an escape from the way that I was feeling. So yeah, the fear kind of, for me, wasn't that big a factor.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, like you said, a lot of push factors there, and knowing you really had that support around you, kind of wanting this to work. And, you know, whether from your husband or from just those conversations that you said when you started to talk to people, it was all seemed to kind of come quite naturally, really. And people were clearly interested in what you did and wanting what you do. Thinking about what you said, the reasons for starting your business and feeling burnt out in your last job, how do you keep a kind of watch on that in what you do? Because I imagine it could be really tempting with your own business to just to not have those boundaries and just think, I've got to, you know, when you don't have that structure for you, how do you look after yourself now and what you do?
I think as a business grows, you start out wishing that you were in that position where you had, you know, loads of work to do. And when it starts out, you've got loads of time and space, and it's easy to have that balance because you don't have all of the work. But over the last couple of months, I've picked up quite a few new clients, and things are starting to ramp up and feel really busy. So now's the time when I need to make sure that I'm looking after myself. And I think for me, it's about not being afraid to say no. And I have actually recently been approached by a couple of people who I would have loved to have worked with, but I knew that there was no way I could do what they needed me to do without it impacting on my own well-being. So it's having that confidence to say no, being confident that other opportunities will arise. It's not the only time someone's ever going to ask you to do something. So yeah, just being really aware. And I mean, I'm with the sorts of work that I do, I keep track of this time that I'm spending on my work, so I can see exactly how much time I've got available, which is really helpful as well. But yeah, I mean, I try and do yoga every morning to make sure that I'm getting a bit of movement and exercise and calm in. I need to pick up the meditation again because that really helps me as well if things start to feel a bit crazy, but I've let that slide a little bit over the last few weeks, so I need to pick that up again. And I think also when you're working in a business on your own, it's really important that you have a bit of human contact and make sure that you build in the time for those conversations, so you're not working yourself into the ground and never leaving the house and all that kind of stuff. So coffee with friends, going out for walks. Yeah, because I think for me, I'm possibly going off on a bit of a tangent here, but productivity is about creating space to do the things that you want to be doing to enjoy your life. It shouldn't be about cramming everything that you can into your day. And that's kind of what I'm trying to teach through the productivity side of my business, so I need to make sure that I'm living that example as well.
Yeah, that sounds really, really interesting, actually, your thoughts around that. Could you just say a little bit more about that, what you're doing with the productivity course?
Yeah, so I was in a position in my job where, I mean, my default setting has always been to try and find the most efficient way of doing things, whether that's the washing up or the higher education admission system that I was trying to sort out in my last job. I'm always looking for the best way of doing things. And I suddenly had a real light bulb moment in when I was feeling really stressed out at work, which was that I'm spending all of this time trying to do things as quickly as I possibly can and as efficiently as I can, but what am I actually getting from that? What's the payback for me? And all I was getting was more work. You know, that whole phrase, if you want something doing, ask a busy person. That was basically what was happening. And I thought, well, so why am I busting a gut to be as productive as I am? And that kind of really stuck with me when I was looking at the productivity stuff. And it just occurred to me that being productive for the sake of it isn't, you're just on a hiding to nothing, really. Whereas if you've got a bigger reason behind you wanting to be efficient and wanting to be productive, and that's about how you actually want to be living your life, I think that's where the real power is. Because we should be trying to create space to enjoy life, not just be, let's try and do this more quickly so I can do more of it, and cramming as much as you can into the time available. I think it should be about creating space. So that's my approach. Yeah. I see productivity and mindfulness as being quite linked as well. Because I think that the key thing that stops us from being productive is distraction. And if you're being mindful and you're living in the moment and you're aware of what you're doing moment to moment, then you'll know you'll pick up sooner if you're feeling distracted, and you'll be able to get back on task with what you should have been doing. So I draw a lot of parallels there as well.
I think that's why I love what you do, and that you're not saying, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of, I will just help you get stuff done. You really have that longer term sustainable way of doing things, I guess, you know, after your experiences or in your previous work, but saying this has got to work for you, and it's a holistic way of approaching things. So I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's, and that's what makes you in, you know, and differentiates you from other people who are doing similar things.
I've just had similar feedback from the person I've just been working with on the mentoring program, and the very first thing I get people to do with the mentoring is there's a little form I fill in where they tell me why they want to be more productive, because I really want people to dig into that and to understand what it is they're trying to make space for. Well, first of all, to understand that it is about making space, and then what are they trying to make the space for, and then that's with a lot of things, once you understand the why, that's your motivator when you start, you know, falling off the wagon.
I was thinking, so we kind of, on a slightly different note, we met through the Marianne Campbell and Selena Barker's free range human coaching business development courses, wonderful courses, and I think through those courses, the approach to developing something was very different to what I'd imagined it would be, in that it's not about having sort of this huge amount of money to invest in a business and kind of perfect something and then get it out there into the world. It's very much this, put out something, get feedback, refine it, but really kind of the emphasis being on taking that imperfect action. And I wondered how taking imperfect action, if that's something that you've been doing in your business, and how that approach has helped you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm 100% sure that I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for all of the free range humaning that we were doing over about a year ago. I mean, the very first bit of all of that, which is about the defrosting and trying to understand more about yourself, that in itself was hugely valuable. And that was where things started to fall into place in terms of accepting what I can bring to people. But yeah, the imperfect action and the focus on taking action and not just thinking about it was absolutely key. And I think, yeah, I've been doing that for the last year, just trying stuff, seeing what happens. And for me, it's been amazing. And all of those actions have led somewhere. And if it didn't work out as I thought, I've learned something from it. But I think the other thing as well that I really took from what Marianne and Selena did in their approach is it's about building something that works for you and that fits around you and how you want to do it. And I can remember it was probably about this time last year, I was looking at other virtual assistants websites. And if I had done that in isolation without having been doing these courses, I wouldn't be a VA right now, because I looked at all of these websites and was bored to tears. I thought, oh God, how tedious and dull, because they all felt so corporate. And that was not what I wanted. But because I got this strong grounding in making it reflect me, I was able to look at that and think, okay, that's not what I want to do. Well, I don't want to do it in that way, rather. So I'm going to do it in my way. And I think it's that individuality that I've brought to my website and the way that I talk about what I do that's actually made me stand out from the crowd. And I think that's been a big part of how things have grown for me so quickly, because I don't follow the mold of all of the other VAs who are out there. So, and the other amazing thing about the Ideas Adventure and the other free range stuff that we did is the community that sits behind all of that. Such an amazing group of people that we've both met over the last year, and you know, they're there to cheer you on, and it's surrounding yourself with people who believe it's possible, rather than a lot of those people who are still stuck in the jobs that they hate and thinking that's just what, that's what adulting is. It's having a job that you don't like and counting down the days to the weekend. I think the combination of that imperfect action, as you've said, the kind of putting your personal stance on it and making it about you, and then having that community there to back you up.
Yeah,
those three things combined have made all the difference to me.
Yeah, I would totally agree that those things are just invaluable, and it's wonderful, as you said, when people who believe that that's possible. As part of that course, I remember Marianne talks about this idea of your top dog, your inner critic, which can often stop us from taking action or developing things or putting ourselves out there. But it's that inner voice that questions what you're doing and then can undo some of your work rather unhelpfully. But I wondered, is that much of an issue for you, or how do you find ways of managing this pesky inner critic?
In all honesty, it doesn't tend to raise its head very often anymore, and I think that's just because I have got so much evidence now with having these clients that have been working with me for a while. I now know that I can do it. I think at the beginning it was a very different story, but I think that for me, the way that I kind of dealt with it, first of all, about verbalizing it and actually asking for help. If you keep it in your head, you're going to drive yourself nuts, which again is where that community comes in, because I think all of us, a lot of us, were kind of just popping up into the Facebook group and going, oh God, I'm feeling like this, and people will be very quick to jump in and offer some reassurance. So I think that is really helpful. But the other thing as well, if there was an area that I felt I needed to develop, I would ask for help. So for example, I identified early on that sales were going to be a problem for me. And I think my top dog had cottoned onto that and was saying, well, how are you ever going to get any clients? You don't like talking about yourself. You don't like talking about what you do. You're really uncomfortable in those situations. And whilst, yes, that was inner critic and top dog to an extent, there was also an element of truth in that I didn't feel comfortable doing those things. So I sought some help to get comfortable doing those things. And I signed up for another training course that was all about sales and selling from the heart, which got me more comfortable with that. And then again, I think it's just about taking that action. And it's, I think you can only really shut up your inner critic if you give them some evidence to the contrary. And you can only do that by actually getting out there and doing stuff. And I also, on a practical level, I also gathered together a lot of the positive feedback and positive comments that I've had and kept on place, so that if ever I was having a wobble, I could grab my little notebook and just look at all the, you know, the positive comments that have come back to me.
Brilliant. No, that sounds like you've got loads of strategies, and really that getting out there and then that positive reinforcement has been really helpful, and plenty of evidence to the contrary.
I think it's taking those first steps that's the most difficult bit, but it's absolutely crucial, because you're not going to get that evidence unless you test yourself.
I was wondering, how do you find, so the experience of running your own business, how different is it for you than working for someone, and what would you say, what are the best parts for people who might be interested in doing this themselves?
Okay, so for me, the thing that used to drive me nuts about having a job, whatever job I was in, was the politics. And you get sucked into all the negative energy and all of that stuff. I don't have to deal with any of that anymore. It's amazing. It's just me and it's my clients. I don't have to go to meetings that I don't want to sit through. I used to feel absolutely exhausted after meetings with loads of really strong personalities. And as a manager as well, there's always something or somebody to worry about. I only need to worry about myself now and my clients, which for me is just so much simpler. And I'm all about the simple life. So, I get to choose who I work with. So I think we've all felt in jobs that we've got colleagues who, if we had a choice, we would rather work in our lives because they're, you know, negative or just don't share our views and it's exhausting to be around them. So I don't have to work with those people anymore, which has had an amazing impact actually on my overall kind of well-being, because I don't have any negative people really around me at the moment, which I don't think I've ever been able to say before. It's amazing. And then there's all the, obviously, the obvious stuff that we always talk about with the freedom and the flexibility of just being able to do what you want. So yesterday I took my laptop out into the garden in the sunshine, did a bit of work outside. I've got some friends coming around tonight. So after I finish speaking with you, I'm going to be going down and making some cakes so I can do all of that.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Wonderful.
I can take a day off if I want to. I can have a nap if I want to. And there's the whole kind of the cliche of finding a cafe with the Wi-Fi and sitting and watching the world go by. But much as that is a cliche, how amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's fab.
Just wonderful for people to know that this is possible, you know, by identifying what your talents, accepting them, taking action. And it sounds like you're kind of beyond that stage then of that initial, the inner critic. And because something I've been wondering about is how you stay connected to what's genuinely you. But it sounds like from what you have said, actually, it's been that taking action. And then you kind of, and refining as you go, rather than, I was thinking there's so many people on, you know, the internet doing kind of either working as VAs, and you might be tempted to think, oh, should I do things in that way? Or people who give advice, you know, on kind of what to do and what not to do. But keeping your vision clear, I wonder, how do you manage to do that?
So I think for me, because I felt I needed to move so quickly, and we gained a huge amount from those courses that we did with, well, I speak for myself, I gained a huge amount from the courses that I did with Marianne and Selena. And then I also signed up for this extra selling course I mentioned earlier. I didn't want any more input at that point because I knew it was just going to tip me over the edge and tip me into overwhelm. And I knew that that was the time for action. So I actually stopped looking elsewhere for input. I did join a VA group on Facebook thinking that that would be a nice supportive space if I got stuck with anything, but I very quickly unjoined it because that the people in there were not doing things in the way that I wanted to be doing it. Mm-hmm. And it does lead you to start second guessing yourself and questioning what you're doing. So rather than get sucked in by that, I just removed it from my vision, just took myself away from it. Yeah, I mean, one thing that I think in terms of keeping my in tune with my own vision. So I do want to grow my business, and I'm quite excited about the productivity side of things that I'm trying to pursue now. But a few months ago, I had all of these ideas of what I wanted to be doing, and I actually spoke to a mentor, the person who was running the sales course, who told me, advised me that I should just stop and enjoy where I was rather than trying to push so hard. And that was the best advice she could have given me, which is rather than looking to see what everyone else is doing and thinking, well, I should be doing this and I should be doing that, just accept you're at where you're at and enjoy the journey, and just kind of just take a bit of time out to relax and enjoy what you're doing. So that has been really important for me as well. Yeah, and I don't really feel like I need any more advice from anywhere right now, because I think I know what I'm doing, and I think I feel really confident in where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess for people who aren't at the point where they're taking the action that I felt I needed to take so quickly, I guess it is easy to get drawn into all of that, looking around at the advice, and that might be a procrastination tool perhaps for some people, but that wasn't my experience because, again, of this necessity that I had to get out of the situation I was in.
Yeah, so it's it sounds like you took that moment and the kind of energy of it and kind of and run with it, and
yeah,
the rest is wonderful history.
Yes.
So something that I am really interested in, this idea of creating a business from a sustainable point of view that fits around you, and how that fits into this idea of living a compassionate life. I know people talk a lot about self-care at the moment, and that's a bit of a buzzword, but the idea of
taking responsibility really for yourself and kind of looking at your talents, accepting them, building a more compassionate image of yourself, doing things to help you live a mindful life, so you're actually in that moment and conscious of what you want and what you need. I'm really interested in how that connection between saying you're not just, you know, in it to make loads of money, which obviously fine if that's part of it, but saying I'm actually doing something that is, it's good for me because it's based around what I'm good at, what I enjoy, and actually that's going to have a huge ripple effect on the people I work with. I'm just really, I love what you do in that way that you bring the sort of slow living type way of living. And can you say a little bit about that, your particular approach and why that's important? I know you've said a little bit about it, but
yeah,
say more, because I love it.
Yeah, I think I discovered probably about 18 months ago, I discovered the whole slow living and the simple living movement, which came for me at exactly the right time, because that was when I was at the height of my burnout and overwhelm, and I was Googling, you know, I need to slow down, because I just felt like I was running around like a headless chicken. And I just felt really at home in that kind of world and the way that people are trying to simplify and trying, almost rebelling against being busy, and this idea of busyness as being this badge of honour, that if you're not busy, there's something wrong and people are going to look at you funny, because you should be busy and you should be exhausted, otherwise you're not doing it right, you know? So my kind of theme for the year that I set myself back in January was slow and simple, because that's how I want my days to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not always going to feel like that. There will be days, like earlier this week was really full on, and slow and simple was not how I was feeling. But yesterday and today, I've got the balance back. So it's about,
yeah,
for me, it's about that balance, not necessarily in the moment, but over time. And if I can look back on the months and think, yeah, I feel like I worked just enough as I needed to. I made the most of the time that I wasn't working. And I've got that balance over time, then that for me is a success. Yeah, and I think what you said earlier about the ripple effect that has, or that the work that I'm doing has on other people, is something that I get a lot of satisfaction from that. And in terms of being true to who I am, default setting is wanting to help people. Yeah. And I think that I am doing that. So I'm living according to that at the moment, using the skills and the talents that come easily to me. So, and that is why it feels simple. Coming back to the slow and simple, because it's natural for me to help people in that way. So
yeah,
and I mean, the simple living and the slowness is extended beyond the work as well. It's, I've had a massive declutter of the house. We've got rid of thousands and thousands of things from our house. We've changed the way we do the cleaning, which sounds really ridiculous, but we're no longer spending all day Saturday cleaning the house, which is nice. So it's all of that stuff together. Yeah, it feels really well balanced, and yeah, it feels good at the moment.
Good. Yeah.
I don't know whether that answered your question. I feel like I've just rambled off on a tangent.
But it's all wonderful. And it's just, to me, it's this idea of doing things that are in alignment with you. And then you start being productive as well, rather than going, it's that relationship. You can teach productivity techniques, but you need to have the sense of it working with you, which is where you start from when you're working with people. You ask them, why do you want this?
Yeah.
So to kind of get that motivation in alignment with productivity. I guess my final question, I was thinking, so looking back, thinking of, you know, what you were doing before, what advice would you give to yourself, or thinking of other people in that situation, but thinking back to you a couple of years ago, maybe, and thinking, God, is this even possible? Running a business, and, you know, could I do it? What advice would you give?
I think two things, really. First one would be to just be brave.
Mm-hmm.
You might surprise yourself. So that kind of ties into the taking action. And I think, like I said before, actually starting to talk about it, because when you start talking about it, stuff will start to happen.
But
the bigger thing is to trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what that meant a year ago. You know, you hear it, trust your gut, you hear it all the time, go with your instinct and trust your gut. But what on earth does that mean? Because for me, I'm very much in my head. My default is to overthink and to
try and think my way out of situations and think my way into the perfect solution to a problem.
Yeah,
that doesn't work. And it's only really this time last year that my body was actually starting to speak to me, and trust your gut, I could actually see literally what that meant, because I was feeling it if something didn't feel right.
Yeah.
So I think had I had that awareness earlier, that would have been great. But it, you know, it came to me when I needed it, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Trust your gut, trust your instinct, and be brave.
Yeah. Louise, thank you so much. I was just, before we finish, wondering, where can people find you if they want to know more about what you're doing?
Okay, so my website is bettylouonline.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's links to my Facebook page, and there's a blog and things on my website, and information about the Getting Stuff Done challenge on there as well. So that's probably the best place to go.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful, and it's just so great to see you out there living, you know, this life that you really wanted to create and working for yourself and loving it with fantastic clients. So yeah, and truly, yeah, an inspiration to other people to show you can do it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marietta. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.